Thank you for calling Evelyn. Evelyn speaking.
Hi, Evelyn. Trying to reach Seema, please.
Who's speaking?
This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes, Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis, she's on the other line.
Is she? Okay. Just tell her I called. I can just, or maybe, does she have voicemail?
No.
She doesn't? Okay. If I can leave a message for her to call me back, that'd be fine. Just Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. She has my direct number.
Just hold on, Dennis. Hold on. Maybe she's off. Give her like 2 minutes.
Right. Well, she just called me, so.
Dennis?
Yes.
Don't hang up.
No problem.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, Dennis. Listen, I received 11 pages, yes?
Let me double check.
11?
Actually, there should have been 17 altogether.
No, it's only 11, that's what I'm...
there should have been...
11, even 12.
There should have been 15, pages. Actually, but...
It's not.
I can fax it to you. Would you prefer...
Okay, listen. No, I have a question. Is... Lydia is the president of the company. I'm just the supervisor. And you're putting everywhere Lydia partner. Lydia's the supervisor. Lydia's the owner of the company. Is it matter to you?
It actually should have Lydia's name on there.
That it's Lydia's name, yes. But she, you put her like a partner. Partner to you? Or
oh, that's fine.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's just our system defaults to that. But it's no problem. We understand it's not an issue.
I'm gonna sign like the guarantor with her, okay?
Okay, do me a favor, actually. Mm-hmm. There should be 17 pages. Would you like for me to resend it to you?
Email it to me, but why? It says over here 1 of 17, but printed only 11 and the 12. The last 12 is the schedule daily schedule. That's all.
Yeah, there's other pages. Let me go ahead and re-email it to you. Just throw those away or skip.
No, yeah, okay, go ahead. Just re-mail. But if you can change it already, if you're gonna re-mail it, as Lydia's the president, not the partner. Can you do that?
You can mark that out and put president if you want to. It's not a big deal, honestly.
It's not a big deal. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're gonna send it to you tomorrow because Lydia's gonna be in the morning only. I can sign it, and she's going to be... I will email it to you back 9 o'clock my time.
Okay, that'll be 6 a.m. here. I'll be here probably around 6:30, so...
Okay, so you can proceed immediately? What do you...
Yeah, they'll probably just do... as soon as I get the documents, I'll try to get in early, actually. I will be in early because I'm staying at my father's house tonight. Mm-hmm. He's in town visiting, so I'll be staying with him, and I have to leave early anyway to beat traffic, so I'll probably be here... Probably, hopefully around 6:15. So I'll email those off as soon as possible.
I'm going to email at 9 o'clock. 8 a.m. I'm here, so by 9 o'clock you're going to receive it. My time. This was 6 o'clock your time, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do our very best to get it funded for you tomorrow. Absolutely. Hmm? But we'll do our very best to get it funded for you tomorrow. It shouldn't be a problem.
Thank you.
But
I'm going to send you a good basket of wine.
That'd be great.
Dennis, please, honey. Resend those pages so I can leave.
Okay, I'm going to...
Resend everything again, and get back to me so I can tell you how many... It says over here 1 of 17, but it's only printed 11.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a printing error, but there's actually supposed to only be 15 pages. There were 2 pages in there that didn't belong.
No.
But, let's see here.
I have 9-11... 10 of 11, 11 of 11, and at the last page it comes Schedule A, business loan.
Let's see here. I'll re-email it to you right now. There should be 15 pages, though. There should not be 17, but...
But 11, I have 12.
That's strange. I don't know if it just didn't come through, or... It was...
No,
actually,
everything came through. I'm saying pages going one after one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's it. So email it to me back. And one more time, I want to ask you regarding the prepayment deal. So you want to tell me as before
the prepayment?
90 days, Yeah. After 90 days, I can prepare. Okay? It says over here. And for example, I can prepare in 6 months. Yes? So you are gonna I'm gonna pay the amount only for 6 months. Yes?
Good question. I know they actually recently changed this. So it's 6%.
Because I spoke to Ruben. He said, if you're going to prepay it, I don't know. If I prepay it before, do I have to pay until the 15 months, up to the end of 15 months?
Well, what they do is any unpaid portion of the repayment as of the payment date, less 6% plus any accrued or unpaid payments, blah, blah, blah.
Because there's no prepayment penalty. We give you a discount of what? Of the rest of the time?
Yeah, there's actually a 6% discount of the remaining payment stream.
Like so if I pay off a year and 3 months remain, do I have to pay anyway for the 3 months?
No, there's no penalty if that's what your question is. There's no extra cost or anything, but the actual... let me just double check here.
Just to explain to me, if I can prepay in 12 months, not 15, 12, do I have to pay an additional money for the 3 months?
There would be a cost associated to it, but it would just be it would be less 6% of the of any accrued or unpaid payments. So it's 6% of the remaining payment stream.
Only 6% or discount the 6%?
It's so the way I'm reading it, they actually, and I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it because they just changed it, but it says any unpaid portion of the repayment amount as of the date of payment less 6%. So it'd be 6% minus any accrued or unpaid payments, fees and charges. Not, there's not going to be any other fees or charges, but so it just, they're just basically saying on that it just has to be 90 days after the calendar date.
Okay, do me a favor, please.
Just want to talk to her. Actually, can I have a Ruben to you real quick? He knows how to explain it better for you.
One second. Maybe I do have some.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Whoa. Your phone is... Wow, that was bad. I just saw I missed your call.
No.
You had a question on the deposit?
I have all the pages, guys. I have all the pages. Authorization. We have to sign ACH authorization form. And 4506T form. The only thing my question was is Lydia is the president of the company. You're putting her right here. Here is like a partner. That's my question. Is it matter?
That's actually a really good question. So, what I'll have them do is, where does it say where does it say her title?
Partner, but she's the president of the company.
Yeah, that's an error. So what I'd like you to do is. We might need to get... Let me see how many pages list that. Give me a second.
No, that's nothing. I got all the pages, guys.
No, I'm just seeing where else... So what I'm going to have them do is this. I'm going to have them revise the paperwork so it says their correct title and have them re-email it to you so you don't have to do it twice, okay?
Okay, now, just mail me the pages where it's just her name, partner.
Yeah.
She's the president of the company. I'm going like... I'm the supervisor. I'm going to go like the... guarantor. That's fine.
No. The only person that signed these documents is Lydia. That's the only person who signed them.
Okay, fine. But but says over here guarantor. That's what I'm asking you. I don't mind to...
No. You're not part of the file. Lydia is the only signer.
Okay.
So I will have Dennis redo the documents for the pages where it says partner to change it to president, and he'll email you shortly.
I'll wait for this. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I do it now because I want to leave.
Yeah. Give me 10 minutes. Bye-bye.